A name you know who's in the know. It's the Cindy Adams Show, 77 WABC.
Right now, I'm about to speak with Lee Ann Tischler. She is the creative mind behind the Bloomingdale's window displays, which right now, as you stand behind them with your nose pressed to the glass, they are all Barbie. I am now speaking to Lee Ann Tischler, and I've got to know, she does the windows at Bloomingdale's, and I pass those every bloody day. How does one get training for this?
Oh, Cindy, let me tell you, when I was in college, I was a fine arts major and minored in graphic design and architectural rendering. When I got out of school, doing windows was not on my radar, but I sort of fell into it. I needed a job, and I started working in display at Macy's in the Garden State Plaza in New Jersey in Paramus. And from there, I went on to work in Herald Square on new stores and renovations for Macy's. And then I went to Bloomingdale. So the training at that time, there's really no training. You learn by doing, and you learn on the job. And, you know, having a fine arts background obviously is a plus. And the fact that I could do graphic design and I could read blueprints for store design. So that's sort of how I fell into designing departments for new stores at Macy's. Bloomingdale's. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Bloomingdale's. I am fascinated because I look at Bloomingdale's every single day. Where do you get the models? Where do those things come from?
The mannequins, you mean?
Yeah, the mannequins.
Well, there's different, like, there's houses of fashion. There's mannequin houses, and each house has a different style or forte, or they do abstracts, they do realistics. And we are lucky. We have a very huge repertoire of mannequins at Bloomingdale's. I have a very talented team, and one of the team members, that's his love and his passion are mannequins and wigs. And depending on the fashion trend we're showing or the designer, that will dictate what mannequins we decide to use, whether they're abstract or realistic. So I don't know if you saw the Barbie movie windows we just
removed. Oh, my Lord. It's fabulous. Do you keep them? Does Bloomingdale's keep them each time?
Yes, we do keep everything. And for Barbie, we chose to use abstract mannequins because, A, we could not do a 3D likeness of Margot Robbie or any of the talent. So everything in that window design was an abstracted version of the movie. Nothing was.
Yeah, I understand.
Back. And instead of Barbie's B, we used our Bloomingdale B font. So we co-branded it a little bit.
Well, how does a team like yours decide on what to do? How does it come about? Do you all have a bagel together and discuss it? How does it come about?
We sometimes have bagels together. Honestly, I sit down and plot the calendar for the entire year in December. And then we work with the fashion office and our marketing teams to plot in Mother's Day, Father's Day, Chinese New Year, Black History Month. You know, we know those certain things, but yeah. Then the fashion office will interject. We want to do Max Mara. This is going to be Ted Baker. And then if it's not a fashion designer we're highlighting, then we pick trends. Or Bloomingdale's is very big on trends, whether it's suede or leather. And that dictates what we decide to do. And then sometimes, many times, we follow our marketing campaign. So it might be shot in Capri for spring in Italy. So then we sort of take cues from the environment of that coast, you know, from colors to texture. And we always try to come up with something that no other store has done before. But oddly enough, one year we did faceted animals for holiday. And sure enough, Bergdorf's have a similar thing in one of their windows. Like, it's so crazy how that happens.
Do you schlep around and look at other stores and magazines and get ideas from them as well?
We look at other stores, but really not to copy. We like to keep our eye on the pulse of what people are doing. and Saks, Bergdorf's, Bloomingdale's, we all have a different style in our windows. But yeah. My team and I, we like to go out and look at art and museums and walk the city. And we like to take those cues from real life. And sometimes we look back. Maybe it's a 70s trend. Maybe it's a 50s trend or something that hasn't been seen in a while. Our goal is always to come up with something to surprise and delight you and something that you haven't seen. But it's very hard to do that. We might think we're inventing something and then we'll see something on the news that Selfridges or Harrods did in London. So it's strange how that happens. It's sort of like how all the fashion designers are doing herringbone. You know, like, okay. How does that happen?
Okay. Do they ever flop down? Does it ever go to pot all of a sudden one day? Somebody drops something? Because it all looks so perfect. I never see anything that's mishandled.
Oh, you're so nice. Well, that's a secret of mine, to be honest with you, is why I love doing windows so much, because people can't touch mannequins or the props in the window. When I was doing in-store visual, you would come in the morning or 3 hours later and a customer standing on the platform to take their selfie with the mannequin and then they knock it over.
I know that.
You know, we love it when people take their selfies in front of the windows, but when they're in the store, they seem to knock things over or they want to try that dress on, so a customer will just take it apart herself. Yes, of course there's accidents where we drop things, but then we have really good painters who patch and put things back together.
What about Barbie? Did you have to get permission or something to do Barbie?
Oh, Barbie. Lots of approvals between Mattel and then the Warner Brothers filmmakers, and as well as Bloomingdale's from our side. So we started working on the Barbie movie back in February, and we started with concepts, and, you know, they were sent us images that were very watermarked. They're very protective of everything. And we would show them renderings and they would say yes, no. There was a lot of back and forth. It would go to Mattel, then it would go to Warner Brothers filmmakers. And they'd say that the water doesn't move like that in the film. But I'm like, but it's a video. Our windows are blanked with video on our back wall. So it was very intense. But at the end of the day, I have to proudly say they loved it. They thought our windows were their favorite internationally because that franchise is huge.
So are people standing in front of the window as I pass, just standing, staring. If anybody's tuning in and they don't know who the voice is, it's Leanne Tischler, who runs all the windows in Bloomingdale's. So tell me again, how does it develop from your brain to the window? I mean, how long does it take, and what are the steps to do this?
Well, sometimes it takes months. I mean, we start down with an idea, and sometimes it happens in 3 days. I am blessed with a super intelligent and talented team, and each one of them has their own forte. One might be a painter, one is an amazing fashion stylist, one is a great lighting designer. Like, they all have their forte. We do renderings, we talk about different ideas, and, you know, any idea I might have, they explode it and make it better. And sometimes they're like, they don't like my idea. You know, we all throw out 100 ideas, and it may not get done now, but it can get done in the future. And, you know, like I said, honestly, sometimes we go back to the drawing board a couple times, other times it's set in stone. It's very organic sometimes how it works. And I'm blessed to work with so many talented people. I don't do this on my own at all. You know, it's a total team job.
So back in the Stone Age, when they had the early days of whatever it was, Gimbel's or any of those stupid stores, they didn't have all this window dressing. How did the idea actually develop?
I think it's street theater, and I think somebody realized that you need to do something exciting on the storefront to entice people to come in the store. And to be honest with you, now there are college courses in visual merchandising and store design where there never used to be. So in those days, I think people came in because they needed to shop. We like to have theater on the street, and we do sell things right out of the window. People do come in, whether it's a plate or a purse or a shoe. They do notice those things, and they come in and ask for it. So we know it works, and it's still a business, and, you know, we do have to allocate dollars and figure out how much we're going to spend on one window set versus another, because we change every 3 weeks on Lexington Avenue. The other blocks stay a little bit longer. And it's exciting. It's exciting to have people come in the store and say, I need that polka dot dress.
So if they get the polka dot dress that was in the window, do they get a discount because it's slightly used or it's been faded or some stupid thing? Do they get a break on the item?
No, it depends. If something is faded and they still want it, yes, the salespeople probably could give them a discount. That's not my area. I don't have the authority to do that. Sometimes it's a sample and we can't sell it. So, you know, and if it's in perfect condition, no, they would pay full price for it.
Well, okay. The big things are your Christmas, your Easter, Thanksgiving, and all the rest of it. How far in advance do you do those major holiday windows?
I can honestly tell you not far enough in advance. we're madly working on holiday now. We are a little late. Sometimes we actually know a year or two in advance what we're doing for holiday, but that doesn't necessarily mean we start working on it right away. Especially if it's a movie property and we get to see clips and visions of that. There's a lot that goes into it. And honestly, there's never enough time for holiday. It's never enough.
Does anything ever crash or fall down in a window?
Things have fallen. Usually, I mean, my team is so good. It does not happen often. Some of our biggest issues are if it's too hot in the window. Sometimes our laminate peels up when we do colorize the walls, because it can get to be 120 degrees inside the window in the summer.
Oh, do you have a fan?
There are fans, and, you know, the team wears shorts and tank tops, and so they come in very early, so they're not in there in the big heat of the day. And our biggest challenge, to be honest, we have these video walls that every night Microsoft doesn't update. So sometimes they turn off and we have to physically go back in and reboot them, which is not always so easy. But we like the video because it adds to the environment and it adds movement on the street. And it's just fun. And sometimes when the city allows, we even put music on the sidewalk.
What happens to the Barbie displays or any of the displays, the different ones? What happens to them afterwards?
We recycle everything. The mannequins get stored for their next round. The props, like Barbie's vanity, might be sold off. We would reuse. We had surfboards in there with the neon. Those would be reused for next summer. So we recycle what we can just to save budget later on. We may make it look different, but the bones are there. And some things we do sell off.
Well, I know there's a lot of creativity in doing the windows, but isn't some of the creativity, besides it being a great piece of theater on the street, isn't some of it to push certain pieces of merchandise?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In the fall especially, we really push trends for Fashion Week, and that's full price merchandise in the spring and the fall. And if we want to sell thigh-high boots, every mannequin is going to be wearing a thigh-high boot. I mean, definitely that is something that we think about ahead of time. And then sometimes, you know, we try never to put sale merchandise in the window, to be honest with you. But it's such an organic thing sometimes. And to be honest, since COVID, our buyers have been buying less. So we have been selling out of merchandise online. So now we fulfill it from the store. Like if our warehouse does not have it, they will look in the computer to say, oh, 59th Street has that lime Versace back. And if it's in a window, we have to go get it so they can mail it to the customer. And
there, there was a time that I was a mannequin in the window, a live mannequin. I forgot how where it was, but it was one of my dogs, and they wanted a picture of the dog. And they had stuffed dogs and me in a window, and I stayed in the stupid-ass window for a couple of hours at a time each time. And it was a pain in the behind. Is it warm? Is it cold? What is it inside the window? It can be hot. It can be cold.
It's very hot. It can get cold in the winter. Last fall, we wanted to have live makeup sessions in the window with someone on the street with a microphone talking about the makeovers. But the window was literally 123 degrees in August, and we couldn't have models with makeup melting on their faces. So kudos to you for doing that, because it's very hard. But you can imagine, if you're standing in the window looking out onto the street, it's a very interesting feeling. It's like a different voyeur into the world. And then people on the sidewalk, once they see you're moving, they're like, oh my God, that's a real person in the window. What are they doing?
Did you ever, well, of course you have. I mean, some windows just fall on their face. They just don't work. Has that happened?
Luckily for me, that has not happened. I don't want to jinx myself. I like I said, my team's super amazing, and we'll install a window, and if it looks differently in real life than on paper, they'll pull something out of their back pocket and add to it. You know, there's been few times where that has happened, because we're pretty calculated. But, you know, yes, our windows on Third Avenue right now, because we had a very low budget for summer, are men's fashion, but the back walls are all painted. And I have a fabulous artist on my team who helped our painters drew it out, and they did it together. So there are no props in those windows, but it's fashion, and the walls are painted with these great murals. So, you know, the budget's not always there for every window set, but we fill in with our creativity.
What about the Barbie people? Did they come see it?
Oh, absolutely. The COO and president of Mattel came and took his picture in front of the Barbie windows wearing a Barbie t-shirt and sent his selfie and said, I have so much gratitude. Bravo. You know, that he was really happy. So, you know, in that moment, It was great, actually.
Okay, before I go to my last question and I start to go shopping myself, has anything ever gone awry in the window? I mean, did the mannequins ever fall down? Nothing ever happened? It's always so perfect?
You know what? The mannequins don't usually fall down. I'd say what goes awry is technology and human beings. For example, in 2019, we worked with the robotics animator and had live robotic arms in the window. And some of the installers who did some sculpting, who are not on my team, like the way they were stepping, they stepped on wires and damaged some of the robotic stuff. But we fixed it. But usually the things that go wrong are when we do technology. The physical stuff usually is okay.
Listen, I've taken you away from Bloomingdale's. I've taken you away from the windows. I have taken you away from Barbie. And I thank you, Leanne, very much for coming on and talking to us. And you will find me in Bloomingdale's in about an hour. Thank you, honey.
Oh, fabulous. It was a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Keep in touch, honey. I will.
Okay. Bye.